Hello and welcome to the recording for the children in Ignite for Sunday the 13th of June 2021. I hope you're well and enjoying being back at school, and also lots of football going on at the moment with Euro 2020, even though it is 1 year late, but at least we're getting some football competitions with some spectators being able to go and attend. And also a lot of clubs are starting to open up as well in and around the country. So I hope whatever club you're interested in is opened up and you're able to enjoy some social time with your friends. So today I am thinking of a country, and let's see whether you can guess which country this is. I think of all the countries we've done so far, this is one of the easier ones. So, this country is in southwestern Europe on the Iberian Peninsula. It is, it has many festivals, and one of them is called La Tomatina. For 3 points now, it has the Mediterranean Sea on three sides and has 3,000 beaches, which is the most in Europe. For 2 points, in this country, they consider fiestas very important, and between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m., all government offices, a lot of shops, are closed for a fiesta. For siesta. For 1 point, the capital city of this country is Madrid. Did you guess which country it was? Did you guess that it was Spain? Because that's what I was thinking of. Spain is also famous for dancing, especially the flamenco. They have bullfighting as one of their sports. Which is a little bit controversial because some people think it's very cruel to the animal, what they're doing. Spain is borders with Portugal, Andorra, France, and the UK because of Gibraltar. Gibraltar is part of the UK, and that is on the border with Spain. So sort of like people say that, yeah, Spain borders with the UK, even though they're not really physically close together. But because of Gibraltar, then that's how that happens. Right, today we are looking at another miracle that Jesus did while he was here on earth, trying to learn some lessons about it and how it can help and affect our lives. So today we're looking at the 11th miracle, and this is Jesus healing a paralytic man. Okay, so this is found in the book of Matthew, and it's chapter 9 from verse 1. And the Bible says, Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Some men brought to him a paralyzed man lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your heart? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." Then the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God, who had given such authority to men. Right, so here we have an interesting story. And quite a few things sort of stand out to me. Okay, first of all, that Jesus was in his own town, the town where he grew up, where people knew him. So I don't know how he would have felt about that. I mean, I've gone back. I was brought up in Zimbabwe, and when I've gone back there, it's been like stepping back in time. And yes, the trees have changed and some of the buildings have changed, but I start to feel like a young person again. I start to feel like I did when growing up, so I wonder how Jesus felt about going back to his own town, and what the expectations of the people that lived there were, because there would have been people who went to school with Jesus, that grew up with him, that knew his parents. And but in spite of this, we still find there were people that believed in him and they believed in the power that he had, because some men brought a paralyzed man lying on a mat. And when Jesus saw that by bringing this man to Jesus, they had faith. It showed that they believed Jesus could do something to help their friend. And he was moved by this. And it was because of their faith. We don't know what the man thought or felt about Jesus, but we know that his friends had faith in Jesus. So Jesus says, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." So this is to sort of give the idea that it was because of this man's sins that he was lying paralyzed. Difficult to say. But here we have some teachers of the law that then worry about what Jesus has said. And they say that Jesus is blaspheming. Now, this I have to sort of explain a little bit. When you're blaspheming, you are saying something bad about God, or you are sort of not showing God the respect that he deserves as an almighty God. And that's what the teachers of the law were implying, that Jesus, even though they didn't say anything, Jesus knew what was in their heart, and they were saying that Jesus was being too puffed up, that Jesus was putting himself in the same place as God, because it's only God who can forgive people's sins. So by Jesus saying your sins are forgiven, he was implying that he has the same power as God to forgive sins. And remember, this was a time when for the Jews' sins to be forgiven, they had to go through elaborate ceremonies. They had to find a sheep or a lamb or a goat or some animal that had no blemish, that had no different color. It had to be a pure white animal or pure in its color and not have a broken leg or limping or anything like that. It had to be perfect. And then that's what they would put the sins of all the people on. And if it was a goat, then they'll take it down the out of the town. And that's how we get the word scapegoat, when you are looking for something to take the blame, or someone to take the blame for something that you have done, or something that has gone wrong. If you are the scapegoat, you are the person who is going to be given the blame for everything. But here we find that Jesus sort of doesn't pay any attention to these people and their accusations, saying that he has blasphemed. He has said something that takes away God's authority, or something that is against God. And it just makes me think what we say, whether we realize some of the things that we say and how that affects other people or affects the situation we're in. Because I think if we thought about it, we would speak less. We would definitely take time to think about what we're saying, but I think we would definitely speak less and we would think more about other people. But Jesus was not really being taken in by these people and their doubts. And he says, you are entertaining evil thoughts in your heart. Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or to say get up and walk? But Jesus says, I want to demonstrate that I have authority on earth to forgive sins. So he was saying he has the authority. He is in the same line as God. He is the Son of God. And that gives him the authority to forgive sins. So he says to the man, get up, take your mat and go home. And the man does, just like that. And we have to think of what we take to heart. What do we, when people say things about us or to us, how far do we let those things influence our actions or influence the way we behave? We need to be careful that we are not influenced or affected so much by other people that it stops us doing the things that God wants us to do. So even though what people say about you can be important, you shouldn't make it so important that it stops you doing the things that God wants you to do. And to know the things that God wants you to do, you have to be spending time reading the Bible and listening to God and praying to him so that he shows you what you should be spending your time doing or what you should be devoting your time to do. Even the friends that you have, God can help you with that. God can help you with every aspect of your life. He's interested in everything about you. So, and I love that when, after this man has been healed, then the crowd starts to praise God. Because they realized that it wasn't Jesus who had done these things. It was God. It wasn't just Jesus's power. It was the power that came from God. So we have to be careful that when great things, when amazing things happen to us, we don't start thinking that, oh yeah, look at what I have done. I am so clever or I am so good. We have to remember that it is only because of God and the power that God gives us and allows us that we are able to do great things. So the crowd giving God all the glory is the right thing to do. Them praising God is the right thing to do, because the Bible tells us that they recognized that it was God who had given such authority to Jesus. So that, even though it was in Jesus's town, and usually people say that a prophet cannot have any honor in his own town, people actually recognized that Jesus was from God. So the lessons that I want you to learn from this is that we should do what we can to increase our faith, because it can lead to great things, not just for us, but for the people around us, our family, our friends. If you were praying with faith, God would be moved. God would be affected, and he would want to answer those prayers, just like Jesus was moved by the faith of the friends who brought this man to him. So your faith can help other people in lots of different ways. So try to grow or increase your faith, your belief in the fact that God can do great things. If you can increase that belief, and then that will help not just you, but other people around you. And another thing I wanted us to think about is, when we speak, do our mouths bless other people or do they curse them? The things that we say are so important. We should make sure that what we're saying is a blessing to other people and that it's good things. Even though these people were only thinking bad things, Jesus could tell, and he could see into their hearts, and he could see that they had bad or evil thoughts. We should really clean up our act. Not just the things that we say, but also the things that we think. We need to make sure that we do not become like these teachers of the law, who the Bible says had evil thoughts in their hearts. So we should make sure our words are good and also our thoughts are pure. Another lesson that I thought of is that we should be sensitive to get to the heart of the matter. Like Jesus here, even though this man was paralyzed, which was a physical thing, he knew that it was because of sin that the man was in this bed. And he said, "Your sins are forgiven." But if he hadn't been sort of really in tune with what God wanted and what was happening with this man, Jesus might have thought there was something else that was wrong. And we can have the same power that Jesus had by spending time talking to God and listening very carefully to what he says to us. Then we can find out we can get to the heart of the matter. We can get to exactly what the problem is, so that even if you see someone crying, you wouldn't necessarily have to spend lots of time trying to find out exactly what is wrong. God can tell you this person needs a hug, or this person has lost something. God can help you to pass all of the things that would waste time, just so that you can get straight to what the problem is. Just like what Jesus did here when he said, "Your sins are forgiven." It wouldn't have been the first thing that you would have thought that, oh, this man is paralyzed because of sins or things that he has done wrong in the past. But the Bible tells us that Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven." And that was the thing that... So we should be sensitive to what God is saying and how he wants to move in our lives and in the lives of other people around us. And the last lesson I wanted us to learn is that when great things happen, make sure that you give the glory to God. Make sure that you recognize that it's by God's grace that we are able to do the things we do. So those are the four lessons that I think really come out and stand out with this Bible verse, so, and the miracle that Jesus did there. So I hope you enjoy looking at that, and I hope June is going well for you. So do take care, stay blessed, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.